Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good morning. Today is Sunday the 31st of May. That is Trinity Sunday in the life of many churches as they count their way through the year. My name is Nigel Parker, minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, and I and our supporters welcome you to this programme of the Word of Grace being broadcast on CJMQ Radio to the eastern townships of Quebec and beyond. Words from Psalm 8. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels, and crowned them with glory and honour. You made them rulers over the works of your hands, and put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim in the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Oh,
turn to God in prayer. Let us pray. Holy God, you are three in one and one in three. In a way that we struggle to understand and find so difficult to fathom, you have revealed yourself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We praise you, the source of life, the maker of heaven and earth, who created us in your image and called us good. All good things come from you and have their beginning in you. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, born in our flesh, to show us how to love and to offer us mercy and grace, and by your death upon the cross, offer a new and living way to the Father. Praise to you, Holy Spirit, for the energy and life you bring us, to greet each day as a gift, for the new life you bring, for the eternal life that springs as a hope in our hearts. Holy God, three in one and one in three, we praise you for your mystery and your mercy, for your love and your grace. Reveal to us how to live as your people, a witness to your wonder and grace. God of mystery and mercy, you know the details of our lives. You see the sin and sorrow we bear. You see the problems and the possibilities we face. You see how we fit into the world around us and how we rub each other the wrong way. We confess we do not always see what you see. Open our eyes to the truth of our lives and touch us with your grace. Forgive us our sin. Have mercy on our waywardness. Touch us with your grace. The Apostle Paul teaches us that if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. Everything has become new. Thanks be to God that we can all make a new start through God's gift of forgiveness and peace in Christ by the Holy Spirit. Holy God, you have spoken through your living word, Jesus Christ, and your Spirit speaks through the Scriptures. Help us understand what you're saying to the churches, so that we may know your will and follow your way. In Jesus' name, Amen. Reading today comes from the few verses at the very end of Matthew's Gospel, Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Amen.
Go to your fellow man. Go, my people. Go to your fellow man. Go, my people. Let them see my love in you. Go, my
the mainstays of Sunday night television seems to be Sullivan's Crossing. Sullivan's Crossing follows the journey of neurosurgeon Maggie Sullivan, whose perfectly planned life is turned upside down after finding herself in unexpected legal troubles. Needing time to reflect, she temporarily leaves her life in Boston and takes refuge in her childhood home of Sullivan's Crossing, a campground in picturesque Nova Scotia that's run by her estranged father, Sully. There, she must deal with her complicated present while she also navigates her painful past. And further complicating matters is a mysterious newcomer whose presence ultimately leads Maggie to question her carefully laid plans. There is in the storyline two males who happen to be well-ripped and who compete for her affections. And so the dynamics of a love triangle are set up. In the church calendar, today is Trinity Sunday. It's a strange day for preachers because it's the only special day in the calendar when what we're commemorating is not a story or an incident, but a doctrine. Pentecost, last Sunday, marked a particular event, the pouring out of the Holy Spirit on the fledgling church. Christmas marked the birth of Jesus, Good Friday his death, Easter his resurrection. But today has no particular event in mind. Instead, it focuses on a theological answer to a question we all have about the nature of God. What is God like? The orthodox response is that God is a trinity, a tri-unity, three persons in one and one in three persons. And I want to suggest to you that there's something of a love triangle in the story of the Trinity. Three relationships that exist within the inner life of God. And three interconnected relationships is a relationship triangle. But these relationships within God don't turn into poisonous and divisive rivalries like Sunday night soap opera. So in what way can I say that they are somehow akin to a love triangle? Well, in a sense, the God whom we call the Trinity of Love is the love triangle that works, the love triangle that shows us what's wrong with our human love triangles. What we have is a trinity of love relationships that are extravagantly self-giving. Rather than become rivals of one another, they delight in one another and strive to give glory to one another. There seems to be no limit to their willingness to give themselves to one another and to give themselves to the strengthening of the other relationships, the precise relationship that we seek to destroy in our poisonous love triangles. The reading we had from the Gospel today gives us a little snapshot of that revelation of the mystery of God in the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus. As we heard, at the close of the story after the crucifixion and resurrection, the disciples are now said to worship Jesus. Some still doubted, it says, but that only adds emphasis to the significance of what they were doing, worshipping Jesus as God. They knew the commandments, you shall worship the Lord your God and him only, and they knew what they were now doing. And here in this same passage, we have the clearest naming of the Trinity in the whole Bible, when Jesus commissions them to make disciples and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. But what is it about the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus that shows us the nature of God? What is God like? That God is Father, Son and Holy Spirit. On the cross, as Jesus gives up his spirit to the Father, we catch sight of a tender relationship of intimacy, a relationship of grace, of love, of compassion. We see the suffering love of a grieving father losing his son, and the gracious love of a merciful son forgiving even his own murderers, and the passionate love of a communing spirit passing between the two and subsequently back to give life even in death. We see a God who does not demand victims, but is willing to become one. We see a God who takes no satisfaction in any death, but grieves over every death. We see a God who is all love and mercy and intimate communion. And this is the revealing of the mystery, the making known of what had been hidden, that God, our God, The God who made the world, the God who loves us, the God who dwells within us, is a God who makes himself known as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So the more we contemplate this love triangle of the Trinity, the more we see God's call to us to be like God and to love in ways which are not possessive and aggressive, but to love in ways that do not seek the exclusion of the other or the glorification of ourselves. The more fully we imitate the self-giving love of the Trinity, the more we will be set free from the rivalries that poison our desires and mires us for sin. Now, this is no argument for open marriages or human love triangles in a human sense, because the divine persons are defined by perfect, indivisible unity and exclusivity, not expansion. When we speak of the Trinity as a model of loving relationships, it points to self-giving fidelity, mutual submission, and a closed, unbreakable bond. God has created us in order that we and God might relate to one another. God needs you and me, and he will be unfulfilled until we respond to God's love and begin to give in return as passionately as God gives to us himself. That's also why the church is so important. We need to practice interdependence. If God was so utterly self-contained and professionally distant, then we could respond in an uninvolved and individual manner. But the God who is characterized by love and self-giving needs us to learn to love and to give and to be in community with one another. It's in community that we can discover God in the passions and conflicts and joys and giving of community life. To be the church of the living God, it's not enough to simply aggregate a number of people in a church building and hold a worship service. The communion of the Holy Spirit that Paul calls for is not about the sum of individuals, just as the Trinity is not about the sum of the individual persons. It's about the relationships between them. And inasmuch as the relationships between us reflect the grace and self-giving of the Trinity of God, then we are the church. There may be many reasons why you cannot get to a gathering of God's people, many ways in which a radio broadcast may be a necessary substitute. But if you can, then you should be part of a fellowship of God's people. Words that I use at the end of these broadcasts each Sunday: brothers and sisters, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit will be with you all. Amen.
Joy of them too.
Again, we turn to God in prayer. Let us pray. We give you all thanks and praise, O God, and join with all creation in declaring the greatness of your name. In the beginning, your Spirit brooded over the chaos and brought to birth all the beauty and abundance of creation. You created humankind in your image of faithful love and desire, dressing us in glorious splendour and entrusting the care of the earth into our hands. From your midst, you brought forth your Son, Jesus the Christ, one with you and the embodiment of your Spirit, and through him you invite all people to be baptized into your triune dance of love. When he was killed, you raised him to life and gave him all authority in heaven and on earth, and in him, through the Holy Spirit, you are with us always, even to the end of the age. Holy God, whose glory is beyond compare, whose compassion is boundless, and love for us is endless, look upon us now with your compassion. We pray for peace that calms our hearts, that quiets our minds and soothes our souls, for peace in the whole world and throughout creation. We pray for the stability of the Church and the unity of our congregations, for the ministries of your Church around the world in challenging and difficult times. We pray for the communities in which our lives are set, for our province of Quebec, and for this country of Canada, and for the Commonwealth of Nations and the unity of all peoples, for those in leadership and all in public service, and all who offer themselves in service for the common good. We pray for your creation in its beauty and its bounty, and for the well-being of every creature in their habitats, for a willingness to change our ways to protect places and people at risk, and for generations yet unborn that they too may thrive. We pray for the safety of those who must travel by land, sea and air, and all those who are separated from those they love. We pray for the sick and suffering, the isolated, for victims of violence in their homes and in their nations, for refugees and people held as captives. And to you, Holy God, Creator, Christ and Spirit, Father, Son and Holy Spirit, belongs all glory and honour and worship, now and for ever, and to the ages of ages. And hear us now as we pray in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed by thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.